Why don't we just go around in a circle and share our name so we know who's on the call and we can be a little bit more intimate. And we'll start with the East Coast people first and then go west.
My name is Zeely. I'm in Massachusetts.
Thank you.
My name's Chris. I'm in New Hampshire.
And Gail, and I'm in Massachusetts.
And Mary, I'm in Boulder.
Perfect.
Colorado.
Wonderful. So we are going to spend a few minutes just having the structure of the call will be about 10 minutes on a lecturette on our topic, which tonight is about developing gratitude. And then we will have an experience, a direct experience, so we can begin to practice and discover what we want to discover about developing gratitude. We'll debrief together, and with this really wonderful intimate group, we can spend a lot of time sharing and about what happens and, just kind of experiment and maybe expand upon, what we would not normally be able to do when we have more people on the call. And then we can touch on how we would like to continue to practice and apply these skills in our life. And that brings me to the reminder that I think is so important. It's about learning, and learning in particular to embodiment, because that is the only kind of learning that I'm interested in. And what I mean by embodiment is that the skill or the practice becomes integrated into your way of being, and it means that it's a part of who you are, so that you're not required to actually think about it. The way of being is just, it happens from your body, mind, wisdom, and action. So what we'll be able to begin to develop together and practice is how gratitude can really become just a way of our being in the world and our life in everyday moments. So the learning cycle is basically five elements. So we hear something new, we review it, we understand it, we practice it, and we embody it. And what most of us have do in our life when we go to conferences or different places is we have the learning cycle just stops after the third practice. So we hear something new, we review it, and we understand it, and we think, oh, okay, I understand this, and then we kind of don't go any further. But unless we get our body involved and we feel it and we grow it in our body and mind, something new with practice, we're not going to embody it. It's not going to go anywhere. And so part of what I'm up to in life is really drilling, if you will, this concept home, but also more importantly, helping people to take the concept to their life in ways of practicing it. And I know you all have some experience with this in your life already, so it's fun to have some playmates on the call that already grok this and are practicing in their life. So I would, any comments or thoughts on that before we actually jump into the content for this evening? You don't have to have any. I just wanted to give you some space if you do. So I would love for us to arrive together by practicing the most recent five-minute try-it that you may have seen on Money Moves News. So what I'd like you to do is to begin the first minute by getting your body centered either on your chair or your cushion or however you are situated. And locate your feet. And you may have your shoes on, I realize. I don't happen to have my shoes on, but if you have your shoes on, go ahead and take them off. And begin to massage your feet with your hands and give your feet some gratitude. And I'm going to ask you some questions, and all you need to do is just listen and pay attention and follow the instructions. So how have your feet served you? As you are massaging your feet and giving them attention, wonder how your feet have served you. And as the answers come to your mind, attend to your feet with kindness and care. And now, locate your hands. And give your hands some attention any way that feels good to you. It can be gentle strokes or pressure points. You can put them in prayer or anjali. And ask yourself, how have your hands served you? And as your answers come to mind, give them some appreciative attention. How have your hands served you? And as you're giving yourself attention in these different places, you can also bring your breath to your hands and to your feet as you do this practice. Our next minute, I'd like you to locate your heart center and place your hands on your heart, your left under your right, and feel the presence of love and gratitude moving from your hands into your heart. Notice your heartbeat. And with each beat, presence, gratitude for your life. And if you're willing and you want to, go ahead and bring some breath underneath your hands into your heart. And now the next minute, let's expand your gratitude from your hands, heart, and feet to all areas of your body. How has your body served you? Notice the sensations in your body indicating your aliveness. Picture a glowing light throughout your body and give appreciative intention to the entirety. So whatever you notice. You might want to bring breath to the entirety of your felt sense of your body. Amplifying the glowing light and appreciation. Okay, is last minute, radiate the light that you've been amplifying in your body, like the sun, from all parts of your body, showering gratitude energy from the inside out. As we close this practice, I'd like to suggest that You just set an intention to continue to radiate this light, which is your love and your gratitude, throughout your evening. And if you choose to practice this in the morning or a different time of the day, just, you know, until the close of your day. And what I'd say is let's continue to beam this light and radiate it throughout our call. So I feel like we're together right now and a little bit more grounded and present. And I'd like to start with a story related to gratitude that is from George Kinder's book, The Seven Stages of Money Maturity, which was published in 1999. And it became a valuable resource for many financial professionals as well as the public. And I'd like to say that for professionals, it was one of the first pieces of work that really faced and acknowledged the interior side of money. And, you know, the interior side of money, as you're most likely aware, refers to your beliefs about money, both conscious and unconscious. And, you know, those beliefs that keep us in our own limiting ways, particularly around money. And so one of my favorite and most valuable passages was about how I value others with my money and how I can, you know, express gratitude with money. And he was basically referring to the moments that I write a check or pay for services and feel a deep sense of gratitude. And I remember the period of time when I was reading the book. We employed a housekeeper for about 20 hours each week. Her name was Barbara, and she was a lifesaver. In fact, I think her company name was called Lifesavers. And she not only offered an extra pair of hands, feet, and arms, but she was a special addition to our young family. Because our two children were young, so Caitlin and Knight were 4 and 7. And, you know, we juggled a lot of balls. And Barbara was the extra lifeline. She was a big sigh of relief, and she smoothed the edges. You know, she created time and space for us. So I did not need to tell her what to do. She was, you know, already instinctively knew what was next, and she knew instinctively how to support Rich and I. So when I read George's words, I labeled the experience as gratitude payments, and I immediately thought of Barbara. And I felt great joy and appreciation when I wrote her check and I paid her each week. And my gratitude payment experience then was able to be expanded to many other valuing opportunities, including how I value myself. And so when I, with that as a kind of a start, I'd like to play with a visualization activity with you all so you can begin to experience directly the felt sense of gratitude. But before I begin, I wanted to just pause for a moment and see if any of you had any questions or comments or thoughts that you'd like to share.
This is Mary, and I did have one thought that occurred to me as you were speaking about your experience of check writing. It reminded me of a story that Lynn Twist shared at one of the Soul of Money conferences, which was she will kiss every single check before she puts it in the envelope to mail it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. I love that. And that's a wonderful practice. And it's a very tangible gesture. And so thank you for offering that. And what that reminds me of is, like, even being in a grocery store, checking out or to be able to really look a person in the eye and make the payment, even if it's, you know, with your debit card or something like that, because, you know, and just mentally think about, you know, this person in pain and the benefit of opportunity to get the groceries and have the choice that we have of food and that sort of thing. So, you know, there's, when we begin to wonder, when we begin to think about all the opportunities, there's it's limitless. So, that's a great idea. Any other comments from anyone before we get a little bit more comfortable and I lead you through a activity?
Well, if you don't want me jumping in again, what you just said about the grocery store and what I hear is it's an opportunity to make a living, breathing connection.
Absolutely. And this is what we were talking about earlier. It's about, you know, growing and developing gratitude and having it be an everyday part of your experience. So I'm obviously on these calls, I'm pointing it towards, you know, money and money exchanges, and because sometimes that's where it can be more difficult. But it's what you're talking about is like, yeah, we can then expand it to all aspects of our life. And yeah, I don't mind you chiming in at all. So I appreciate the energy.
Thank you.
So yeah, so if we're ready to begin, I'd like you to get comfortable, and if you're center yourself with your buttocks on the chair or cushion or wherever you are in your feet. And if you would like, and it would, is easier for you, you know, shut your eyes gently and rest your palms on your legs and bring to mind someone or some place or some situation that you render a money exchange. And sometimes it's easier to practice when with an exchange that brings you, you know, great joy, like I shared earlier with Barbara. But, you know, all exchanges can work. So, you know, just take a moment and allow something to come to your mind and then rest with it. Now, allow yourself to fully sense this person, place, organization, situation. Bring some breath into your presence and reflect upon the money exchange with clarity. Where in your life are you enriched by this exchange? What sensations do you notice in your body as you consider all of the places in your life that you are enriched? And if you need some assistance really locating the sensations, notice your breath and bring your breath into your belly center, and begin to amplify the felt sense in your body of all you receive from this exchange. And feel your appreciation building. And begin to beam from your heart rays of gratitude towards this person or place or situation. In your mind and heart, make a connection with your money and where you choose to spend it. Notice what happens when you make this connection. Get really clear about the sensations and the thoughts and the feelings that arise when you make this connection. And if you want to give a measurement or a name to this, you know, how would you rate this type of gratitude attitude? So, for example, you could say on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being, you know, expanded with the universe and 1 being closed like a clamshell, I'm a 3.8 on, you know, this gratitude attitude. Or you could come up with a metaphor that expresses what you're feeling and noticing. But the idea is to really link something that you are feeling in your body with something that is a little bit more objective. As you continue to feel this, the connection of your monetary exchange, I'd like to bring this to a close with a spontaneous body gesture or posture or movement that reflects what you discovered about your gratitude. And, you know, just if you're a little shy or you're in an area where you think people are watching, just pretend like they're not. But just, and you might want to stand up. So just don't think about it, but just actually just take a moment to feel into your body and what you discovered. And what's a gesture or a movement that helps you to kind of feel, if you will, what you've discovered? And it could be anything. So just play with me here. And if it wasn't clear, go ahead and do that posture or gesture or movement right now. Because this physical activity creates an imprint for you to use in your gratitude practice. Okay, so I'd like to just come back together, and I'd like for us to do a little round robin debrief, and bless you. Is somebody laughing or sneezing? Either way, bless you and laugh. So I'd love, as I said, to go around in the circle and just, you know, share what did you learn and discover in doing that. How would you like to apply this? How might you think you apply it? And where do you think you might get stuck? Let's just start with the first question. Is there someone who'd like to begin?
I'm yawning a lot.
That's something.
It's like like all this stuff is coming out, and I'm not sure what it is, but just a lot of yawning. Especially when I started my movement, it just feels like all of a sudden I opened up, and all this energy came out.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We don't have to, you know, make a story around that, but this is a great example of what happens when we begin to play with money and look at it in a different way. So there, something's releasing for you, you know, Mary, I'm wondering, does Katie have a thought? I don't even know. She might have a thought, and I'm wondering if you know about if you're yawning.
Well, I can tell you from the physiological perspective that when you yawn, it is giving oxygen to your brain. So I'm making up a story that there's something about waking up, in a way, to something that unfolded for you in the process.
Yeah, and thank you, Mary. I was wondering, even on a even more simple level, whether sometimes when we're yawning, it's a subtle boredom or anger, but maybe not. I don't know.
I'm not remembering anything specifically along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But cool, Zili. I mean, this is something just to begin to pay attention to, because your body is really, as Mary was saying, is waking up. It's opening up something. And what?
It's still opening. It's still opening.
Yeah.
It was literally the last 5 minutes after we started the movement. I've not stopped yawning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Beautiful. So just continue to allow whatever wants to flow, and we'll continue around the circle.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome.
So Chris or Mary, what did you learn? What did you gain insight on or discover?
I kind of noticed, it was actually right at the beginning when I was trying to think of an exchange I had involving money, and it kind of flashed quickly, but I noticed the differences between interactions I've had where there's been human interaction versus non-human. So, like, for example, I got food at just a little restaurant the other day, and that's kind of what came to mind, but right before that flashed, like, the self-checkout lanes at grocery stores.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, a quick difference of, like, I could feel the difference in my body of those two interactions as I was trying to decide which one to focus on. I ended up focusing on the first one I described, but it was just interesting that quick notice of the difference in the feeling of my body.
Yeah. So, and can you identify some kind of sensations or maybe aliveness or whatever that you noticed in the difference when you connected with a person, a live person, versus, say, the machine checkout?
Yeah, I think the machine checkout, it was much duller. It didn't have as much energy to it. And when I was remembering about the interaction with the person, it became much more alive and, like, invigorating than the other one.
Yeah. Cool. And
I didn't really notice. Like, there was nothing special at the time that interaction was happening that would have drawn me to that conclusion. Like, so it's just interesting how reflecting on that, that's what came out.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it seems to me there's a great opening. We all have openings. This is what happens, you know. I just love it. So this is a beautiful opening for you, Chris, to play with in terms of your gratitude, being able to expand and practice with live either people or sentient beings or something. You know, that's where your opening is arising. Does that make sense? Like, Zeely's is right now with some yawning, and which is really cool. And this is why I love this, because this is all a big, fat experiment. We don't know what's going to happen. And so thank you. Cool. So, Mary, what did you learn? Anything?
Well, I it's interesting because of the whole grocery store thing just kept bubbling up for me, even though initially I thought it was headed in a different direction. So I'm intrigued by Chris's sharing as well. And what I realized is I have actually a very sensually fulfilling relationship with Whole Foods, and that it extends out in so many ways. So my granddaughter's father works there. When I go there, I always feel good when I'm there. At the checkout lane, I'm always fully engaged in having eye contact with whoever is checking me out. And what inevitably winds up happening is I wind up with free offerings from the employees. You know, here is a flower for you, or, oh, this item wouldn't scan, so you get it for free today. Or, you know, like one day I just started, for some reason, singing a little snippet of a Van Morrison song, and the guy said, I'm going to give you a free chocolate bar. And, you know, so when you asked us to, at the end, what would the posture be, I had been sitting, but instantly stood up and raised my arms up and spread my legs in sort of a big, wide sort of giving and receiving, because they're giving to me and I'm giving to them, and it felt like such a full cycle experience. And as I'm describing it to you right now, my whole body is tingling. It feels like, you know, my whole body is lit up in every cell, and it feels so great. I'm almost inspired to go see if I could work for them or something.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. Oh, wait, what a great experience. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks for, you know, inviting us into that place.
Well, this is what's so sweet. I mean, you're describing, a experience of being so happy in Whole Foods. Now, there may be some other stores you go into, but I mean, it's almost like you're going in there with that whole felt sense in your body already radiating gratitude out in the field, and that's just coming back to you. I mean, and you've had some tangible results in the form of flowers and chocolate, you know. So with the law of attraction, right? So sweet. Well, I love hearing about these. So let's wander into, given your current experiences right here, which, you know, is still very fresh, how would you like to apply this? How would you like to continue to explore what you've discovered just right now? So let's go in the same order. Zeely, you still with us? Are you still yawning?
No, I'm still yawning, not as much. I guess I have a tendency to analyze everything to death, so I think just sitting with it and just allowing myself to feel whatever I'm feeling without trying to find a reason for it.
That sounds very smart, very intelligent. And would you like a simple suggestion?
Yeah, I'd love it.
So as you say that you tend to analyze it, so the five-minute try it we did in the very beginning,
uh-huh.
Go ahead and practice that and really being very attentive and to your body.
Okay.
And just bringing your awareness to your body, and letting go of your thoughts. I mean, so if, for example, you start to analyze it, just come back to your body and follow your breath and your sensations and radiate the gratitude and just let it go.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And as the yawning continues, or you know, is it just really just say, wow, thank you to your body for yawning. So expressing gratitude for the yawns that are some really precious, unique opening for you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, Chris, how about you? Is there some way that you'd like to try to play with this and practice and apply it?
Yeah, I think I have a tendency when I'm sitting down and consciously practicing this to have strong feelings, emotions, but sometimes during the day it's you get caught up in the energy of the hustle and bustle and forget to be grounded and have that gratitude for the smallest things that occur throughout the day. So just continuing to practice it and translate it into a more constant experience throughout the day.
Yeah, and the opportunity, what I've learned, is that in the beginning when I start a practice, I try to start a practice where it's going to be easiest. So, in other words, I'd say, okay, I'll do it first thing in the morning when I get out of bed or out when I'm out of the shower, and I'll, you know, spend 5 or 10 minutes and make it easy and consistent, you know, during that time. Or when I go get coffee or something or even brushing my teeth, something that is consistent so that it's easier. You get that imprint, and then set the intention to, you know, take it to different parts of my day. So if that resonates for you, start there. Start with the little chunk, and then you know, expand it.
Mm. Okay.
And whatever gesture you created or posture, you know, I don't know why this is coming up, but if it's, you know, you could practice that posture, and even, I don't know, depending on what it is and how comfortable you feel, you know, at work and during the day, you know, you can sit in that posture, you know, and or do that movement, you know, three times a day, just spontaneously as it comes up. So that's another idea.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Mary, how about you? Would you like to expand this to some other stores besides Whole Foods?
Well, I'm just sort of so blown away by what just happened that what occurs to me is that I can actually use this as a tool to make decisions about where I want to direct my money energy. And then, you know, also, I was just, as I continue to, this is just a mind blower, Gail, I just got to tell you that. You know, it occurred to me the place that collects my garbage and my recycling and my compost. I realized just today how grateful I was for the fact that, you know, I don't have garbage all over the street outside after, you know, seeing some imagery today of other places where other people live, and how grateful I am to those people for coming to take care of that for me. And then also looking at it from the other point of view, are there places where I am directing some of my money energy right now that I don't have that same kind of connection with? And, you know, maybe I want to consider
you know, ending some of those relationships and redirecting my money energy in a different way.
Brilliant.
So that's what occurred to me.
That's, wonderful. That's really what gets to expand. I mean, you're taking this to kind of the next level of, what is it that I really do want? And when I do tap into that synchronicity with my money and where I allocate it, I get to really feel and sense that gratitude and that joy for that exchange. It's a real tangible felt experience.
And
so
thank you for bringing that final embodiment piece to it, because that is truly where, for me anyway, the landing occurred. And, you know, I think I've done some of these things. We talked, Zili said something about analyzing. I think I've kind of analyzed some of these things in my head, but taking it to that level really influenced the whole sort of like the whole process for me in a way that I've never considered. It just made it so clear. So thank you so much for taking it there.
Thank you. And for if there's anybody who listens to this call, or and for the benefit of Chris and Zili, I want to just point out that Mary has been studying with Gay and Katie Hendricks for many years, so she's what she's just been able to do and get an imprint and shift is because she's got a lot of practice with body-mind activities. So I just want to point that out, because it's very impressive what you were able to tap into so quickly. And I just, for those who are listening who might go, what the heck just happened, or how did she do that? It's because she's got a lot of direct experience with movement and breath. So
and I'm still learning.
Yeah, well, we all are. Me too.
Yeah.
And but I just didn't want people to go, God, I'm never going to get there. That was, I don't know what, you know, because it's quite, you know, fast. But that's, I think that what's so beautiful about what you shared, Mary, is like what is possible to really begin to, you know, you basically demonstrated what happens when you go from, you know, hearing something, reviewing it, understanding it, practicing it, and then being able to see how it can be embodied. So that's how quick it can be when you're really body centered. So thank you for that. What I would, as we continue, because we have a few more minutes, but I wanted to open up for any more questions after sharing a little bit more. What I would wonder is where you might get stuck. Don't try to analyze it or whatever, but just go, as I begin to practice this particular integration for myself, wonder where you might get stuck, and then allow that to be another opening for shifting back into practicing. So what I wanted to just, you know, shift to and expand upon is that every time you exchange money is an opportunity to grow gratitude. And, you know, as Mary was saying, you can consider just your regular activities, like, you know, the morning coffee shop or weekly grocery shopping or balancing your checkbook or bill paying or, electronically or the old-fashioned way. Putting change in the parking meter, you know, monthly tithing or charitable giving, filing your tax returns. I know that may sound kind of quirky, like why would I ever, you know, maybe be happy about paying taxes, but when you really begin to you know, tune into the preciousness of being an American or whatever. I mean, you know, there's just always ways to experience gratitude, paying your real estate bills. You know, use these money exchanges as an opportunity to practice gratitude payments. And, you know, be really deeply aware of the service or commodity that enriches your life. And find a way to express your gratitude for that enrichment. Because once you develop more gratitude and have clarity on the benefits you experience in your life, you know, it just continues to expand and expand. And, you know, so after this conversation, you may want to just take a few moments to write them down. And, you know, with that, if there are any other questions or comments, let's share them. Are you all busy writing? Okay. Well
I did have one thing that when you said that about getting stuck, I noticed that I do still get stuck in fear sometimes. And even as I say that, I have a little queasy feeling in my belly.
Yeah.
You know, just... you know, what is happening with the money situation right now? Zili's talking about her family, and it does all seem quite messy and mysterious to me right at the moment. And I do feel fear sometimes about, well, should I do this? Should I move everything to a credit union? Should I, you know, those are some of the places where the stuck piece definitely arises from fear for me.
Yeah, thank you. That's a common and I would say natural expression of what happens around money, in whether it's in a very individual kind of perspective or a collective global perspective. And you know, it's this is such a beautiful opening to have a even longer conversation, and I want to just acknowledge that I wish we had another hour. What I have noticed, and this is in the financial services and financial arena, is that fear has always been part of the vibration of money. And fear, as you know, is one of those energies that doesn't easily move through. It's one that kind of rests and vibrates, and so it's there's an opportunity always just to go directly into that sensation that you're talking about in your belly and bring some breath and movement and, you know, appreciation and wonder. And recognize that there's your part that you can do, and then there's also this universal part that's happening globally that is, what I would say now is, moving quite fast, and it's what's supposed to be happening in the world is happening, and is supposed to be happening. So, for example, I believe that the financial markets are trying to realign and get in more in integrity. They haven't been in integrity for quite some time, and so it kind of like nature is in integrity, you know, the planet is trying to get into integrity. And this is a real I'm, you know, God, anybody listening to this is going to go, this, you know, it's a cosmic shift. So it doesn't surprise me what's happening. And what I've noticed is that the fear has been combined with a lot of anger. So where the markets used to be primarily about fear, and people felt that kind of emotion, what I've noticed is that's expanded, and there's a lot more anger. And so that's where you have, you know, Occupy Wall Street now, and those different movements and initiatives. And so a different kind of felt sense and twist, and we're going to be experiencing that. And my biggest hope and suggestion is that everyone, you know, you tune into what's going on for you, move kind of the energies that you can, and just really align back with your own truth and practice as much as possible, you know, gratitude. And not in this flimsy, rosy, you know, rose-colored glasses kind of way, but a real deep sense of everything I need, I have. Everything I ever need, I'm going to be provided. So I don't know if that answers your question, or but it's what I, you know, offered in response to what you were describing.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. So there's a couple things that I want to just, a little bit of housekeeping before I close with a passage that I came across this morning from a book called Living Serendipitously. But I just wanted to let you know that the next call that we're going to have is on December 12th, and it's entitled Creating or Consuming, and I'm going to play with some different ideas related to holiday giving and just kind of looking at how we share and give and create and consume in kind of a different way. And as I build the first quarter of next year on topics, I welcome any requests you have that you feel like would serve you. So if you have an idea that you'd like to explore, please send me an email, and I'd love to hear what you have, what you would like to play with. And then, if you've enjoyed this experience, please share it with others and invite your friends, because this is just a wonderful venue for us to gather and explore in different ways that I really enjoy and get a kick out of. And before I read this passage and close our time, I really appreciate all of you playing tonight and exploring and, you know, sharing some of your precious time with me.
Thank you, Gail.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
So, you all rest your buttocks on your chair and take a deep breath in your belly. And these are some words from Madeline Kay in her book, Living Serendipitously, Keeping the Wonder Alive. And she said, active gratitude is a way of living. Most people think of gratitude as reactive, a response to something someone does for you or something you receive. But that is too limiting, and perhaps why many people don't live with gratitude, but only experience it occasionally. Gratitude is not reactive. It does not need to wait for someone or something to act upon you to set it in motion. Gratitude is an attitude, a way of living, an active quality in and of itself. Gratitude is a natural response to living abundantly. It is an attitude about yourself and your life that is exhibited in everything you do and say. And I would add to that, particularly around money. So I thank you all again, my friends, and wish you a very joyous evening and a gratitude-filled month. Until we meet again.